You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got your homie Just Chupapi Moneno.
Yo, what's up? Vince here, what's up, guys?
That's right, Danny Delgado, so spit or swallow. Yo, we didn't come along, you know what I'm saying? I had to bring my homie, my big dog with me, you know what I'm saying? Member from Marks of Mike's, Mr. 6 foot nine. GT, tell him what it is, yo.
Yeah. You already know what it is. Your boy, Mr. 6 foot nine, JT, here, sliding in here, past the bodega with the homie Just, homie Vince, Get Your Podcast, Marshall Mites, smacking it raw, spit a swallow. Look, it's a lot of plugs to go around.
Hey, come on, you know how we do it, And of course, we had to bring a returning guest, one of our favorites from Down for the Count. You know her on Instagram and her YouTube page, always looking fly. Hey, Tiffany, tell them where you at.
Hola, party people. I'm just here. I'm just gonna add to the conversation.
Hey, you gotta hold it down too. You know what I'm saying? You know, we always watch your Instagram videos, make us all hilarious. You know, when you had that thing about Nia Jax splashing her cooter and all that stuff. Come on now, you know.
You know what? Lord. Every time I do a video, I don't really think about how far it reaches and how many people actually see it.
Yeah.
Until somebody quotes it back to me. And I'm like, oh, you be wilding. You be saying some stuff.
That's why we love it. That's why we love it. You know what I'm saying? That's why we love it. It's like, you know, just at the top of the dome, unfiltered. Always hilarious, you know.
It very much is off the dome. Like, I legitimately will just think of something and say it. Sometimes I have to watch the videos back and be like, ooh.
I was just gonna ask you, do you ever watch those back? Do you ever watch those back? Or do you just like
I have to. Okay. I have to. Because I'm not the only one. Like, I have siblings who are here and they're worse than me. So there are things that'll be said in the background that I have to cut out. Or I have to completely take that video and not post it.
I see.
Some videos that have not been posted because there have been some things said that I'm like, I'm not going to be able to explain that.
It's so like a little much. I know what you mean.
You mean. And even what I say now is a lot. So just amplify that by 10. You'd be welcome into my family. That's
right. Right.
IG don't play about that either.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful.
But first off, we didn't get the opportunity to do it last week, so we're doing the opportunity now. Happy Black History Month. Black History Month should be celebrated every month, not just February. You know, Black History is history, so I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Facts.
That's right. And so furthermore, with getting the show started, guys, I ask the same question like we do every day, every week. What type of wrestling fan were y'all?
A loud one.
Ooh.
I'm still a loud wrestler.
Go ahead. You want to go first? Ladies first.
Go ahead. Ladies first.
I'm honest. I am a loud one. I am loud. I'm very opinionated. But I do try to see it from both sides when it comes to storylines and just wrestling fans in general. When you're watching and then you're having conversations with other fans, sometimes it could get a little heated. So I don't know. I have to, especially with the kind of platform I have and the way that everything is structured for me, I have to kind of be a little bit more impartial, even though I could be extremely biased, especially when it comes to my favorites and the people I really like or want to succeed.
Right.
So I am a loud wrestling fan. I can admit that I'm very loud.
That's okay. A lot of us have been, you know, for whatever reasons, whether it's our favorites, whether we dislike something. A loud wrestling fan, always. What about you, Poppy? What type of wrestling fan were you? Oh, my bad. Would you want to finish off?
No, I'm good. You're good. Okay. No worries.
All right. Are you okay? Okay. I'll go next. So I've been an emotionally confused wrestling fan, and what I mean by that is that we get the Royal Rumble winners, and we think we know where we're going, and you know, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson's in here stirring the pot, like making it feel like the road is a little murky and a little foggy and hazy. We don't really know what the road to WrestleMania is actually going to look like. And then we have
kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I kind of do like it too. Except for when I get like my panties in a bunch, like I did on SmackDown when The Rock showed up and then Cody looked like he just got cucked and just kind of like gave up his title shot at Mania to the Rock. And it's like, as long as he gets the championship match at WrestleMania, I guess I'm okay at this point. I felt some type of way. I was being as, what's the word I'm looking for? As non-toxic as I could be about it. I was trying
apprehensive? To... Apprehensive?
That's a word. Yeah, that's
okay.
A word.
For sure. Okay, okay.
So it was mostly that because you got to have this whole Cody stuff with the Rock stuff and Roman. You don't know what they're gonna do. It's a little murky. It's I don't know. And then at first I was like, I'm okay with it. Then I'm not okay with it. Then I am okay with it. And that's why I'm so emotionally confused about it, because I don't know how I feel, and it changes kind of like on a day-to-day basis. And depending on what I hear, I think the last final thing that made me be like, okay, cool, I'm a chill, is Cody's tweet when he says, I appreciate y'all, but trust me, paraphrasing here, Tiffany was talking about the quote as well earlier before we started recording the episode. But then also you have that stuff, but then you have the good content of Bayley and Damage Control, and I'm like, okay, this is feeding my soul right now. Like that's straight out of an episode of Rosa de Guadalupe. Like for my Latino people, dramatics in that turn with the lead pipe. And
shout out.
Bayley's pouring her heart out and everything. It was great content.
Oh no, what were you, JT?
My car is only breaking my heart. I'm not going to lie to y'all. The best way I can put it, I was ashamed
wrestling. Okay.
What happened to the game that I love?
Oh my God!
What are we doing?
He's so what dramatic. The hell
are we doing?
Why, he's such a drama why king. Are we on?
I'm just saying, sister. I'm not. I'm just saying, sister. Why are we online holding rallies in North Carolina,
baby?
Why are we online threatening to kill The Rock's daughter?
Right.
Why are we online bullying people to the point that they're deactivating their social media accounts? Why the hell are we like this?
We ain't people... like nothing.
Hold on, well, okay. Let me furthermore.
Them sweaty ass fans.
Them. But the thing is, for the outside people who look at the wrestling community,
right,
they're gonna say
all of us in there together. Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna group us together. They're gonna group us all as one.
So I have a homie, like his big thing is UFC, and he can't wait to clown me about something that happened in wrestling. It's the same thing, vice versa. So he's like, man, I seen on Twitter, we want Cody, we want The Rock, death to The Rock, y'all bullying people. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? And it's like, that's the question I had for the people who was doing this shit. It's like, y'all not satisfied with shit. Like, okay, no. Listen, we gonna get the end of both of these stories. Both of these stories are four years and 2 years long, okay? If you don't see what they doing, they giving Cody Rhodes that Daniel Bryan effect. and it's working.
Yes. Yes.
It is working. And if you don't realize that y'all getting work, y'all working yourself into a shoot at this point. And at this point, we as wrestling fans, when I say we, I mean them, make us look dumb as shit. Because I don't see no other fan base that do the stuff that we do.
Right.
We're okay. Special. We're different, and not the good kind of special sometimes.
Facts.
I mean, the only thing I could relate this to, the only thing I could kind of relate this to is them crazy ass sweaty Star Wars fans. When they were making, you know, Asian hate tweets at the girl that was in one of the movies. And I was like, man, wait a minute. I thought Star Wars fans like everybody. Well, what happened here? Misa don't know this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that Jar Jar Binks hate. Like, why are we even doing this, you know? But yeah, please, wrestling fans, man, please touch grass, please. You know what I'm saying? There's a world out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, touch some grass.
You know, drink tap water. Drink tap water.
Not drink tap water.
Drink out the water hose. Go out there and for you people, listen, go out there and go get y'all some ding-a-ling or some coochie. Okay?
Well,
whatever's your preference, you know, no judgment. But go get you some coochie. And go get some ding-a-ling.
You won't take things that seriously if you do.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That'll change your life. Change your whole opinion. But speaking of that, speaking of those things, the type of wrestling fan I was a part of a breakup type of wrestling fan.
Okay.
I see, you know, Bailey. I see Trick Williams. I see them being in a relationship, a friendship, and giving them all and being honest, and I support you, you support me. Just in the end, just to be thrown down and used, you know? That sets off a whole type of trauma and depression that you just can't come back from, you know? And to me, I don't like that feeling. I don't know if you guys ever been in a breakup before. Everything's all good. You get a nice origami type letter and maybe some nice gel pen just to have your heart broken in the message and the poems. Like, why? Why does anybody have to go through that? And that's what I've been going through by watching the host breakup, you know? Like, I don't want Damage Control to break up. They could continue to be friends. Same thing with Trick Gang, you know, Trick and Mel Gang. Same thing with them. It just hurts. It just hurts. It's just
Lola Vice and Electra Lopez had
that. That's what I'm saying. They instead of making it together, they decided to go apart. It's just like Drew Hill said. These are the times we all wish for, when so much less means so much more.
Emotional damage. Yo, you kill me with that Drew Hill, though.
Shout out. Come on. We all wish for. Sing it. Sing it. You know it.
Nothing less means so much more.
Hey,
I'm not going to lie, man. Big buddy, what's his name? The heavy set one off Drew Hill.
Oh yeah. What about him?
He sung his ass off.
Oh yeah, he couldn't dance. He couldn't dance, off. But he definitely could sing. You know. But yeah,
he said, "I think about you all the time, morning, noon, and supper time." Like, that's some fat boy shit.
That's good. Man. That's good. Well, that's the type of wrestling fan.
Swallow you like Reese's Pieces.
Oh, girl, you know. Okay, yeah. Okay, so moving on, though. Appreciate everybody's what type of wrestling fan they were. Winners and losers of the week. Now, this could be anything from SmackDown to basically now, right?
Right.
I do got to be honest, though. I didn't really watch AEW because I was caught up watching some other stuff. But
what were we watching?
I was trying to peep the NBA games. Like, I know I know the Bulls weren't playing, but I was trying to peep the NBA games just to see what they were doing. But anyway, yeah, winners and losers though. Who wants to go first? Anybody? It's open to anybody.
JT, you want to go first? You want me to take it?
Sure. So winner for the week, I am going to give it up to Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Okay.
Loser of the week. I'm going to give it to Cody Rhodes. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Enlighten.
Okay. The reason why he lost is because The Rock stepped in, took his spot, and made my mans look like a little hoe. All right? The reason why he won is that he is more over than he's ever been. And Cody's never seen this magnitude of love that he's getting right now. Not anywhere in the world, but underneath WWE. And to me, he won because he's getting ready to interact in a match, and I'm calling it now, with The Rock and Roman Reigns in a triple threat.
Mm.
The story will be finished. Uh-huh. Whether he it's not going to be finished at WrestleMania, because I think Cody doesn't get the championship till September, to be honest. But if it does finish at WrestleMania, either way, it's the right call.
Okay. I'm with you there.
That's my winner and loser.
I almost had Cody in there too, but I'm glad you mentioned him. For me, my winners and losers are a couple haters.
Okay. Oh, couple haters?
No, I'm not trying to quote him.
Oh.
I wasn't trying to quote the man.
Oh, okay.
It just happened to turn out that way.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the loser portion, because it was already loosely addressed already by JT, but I'm going to just give my 2 cents. I'm going to be the biggest, fattest losers this week have been the sweaties of the IWC. Because, yes. Again, sending death threats to Ava Rain, The Rock's daughter, for what? She's just trying to run a fucking roster. She's trying to run her show.
Right.
Leave her make her moves. She got nothing to do with this. Leave her daddy out of it. Leave her out of it. Stop it. People wishing harm on The Rock. Just like talking about die, Rocky, die. Like, y'all did that shit back in the 90s, and y'all thought you were cute then. You're right. Not cute then. You're not cute now. Stop it. It's not that damn serious. Clutch grass, like we just said.
And then,
wrestling.
Yeah, and the one that bugged me the most is people saying, I hope Roman's leukemia comes back. I'm saying,
oh, what?
They did not say that. They did not.
I saw that shit. I was like, I hope Roman's leukemia comes back. I'm like, are tripping balls.
What y'all is going need to on? Stop.
This is why they're the biggest losers for me.
What kind of meth are y'all smoking? What is happening?
For real.
That's that crystal blue that Heisenberg cooked up, you know? Like, I swear, I don't know. But the two winners, I'm lumping them together because they're giving off the same energy. They're also haters, but they're winners. And that's Carmelo Hayes and Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre now has become the biggest heel that makes the most common sense. He's over here trying to plead the case for all the IWC on TV. Just like, but Cody, wild. What are you doing? Why are you challenging Seth? Like, I set everything up perfectly. I took out Punk. Like, Seth, did it for us so we can wrestle at WrestleMania and we can finish our story. Cody, you know, it's 2 years in the making, man. You got to challenge Roman. Like, the scene is set up for you. You have to challenge him. Finish your story. And then Seth tried to come back, and Drew is like, didn't I already beat you twice? Why do you think you're going to be facing me for the title?
Right.
By that same metric, you're one to talk, because didn't you lose to him 3 times in a row, and now you begging for a match at WrestleMania for your title? Like, what makes you think you deserve that match against him?
Right.
So then he comes out with the CM Punk shirt, where he's like, CM Punk's WrestleMania's dreams died. Fucking hater. That's how you hate the right way. And then, of course, Carmelo. And then Carmelo Hayes finally showed his true colors. Listen, Melo, aren't you feeling so much more mellow in you now that you let all that aggression, that hate, just flow through you? You know, just come on, man. You attack Trick. You hated that he got this huge rise. You're mad that people weren't vibing with you as much as they were with Trick. It's okay. it happens to the best of us. You know, Shaq and Kobe, you know, mm-hmm. Trick might be Kobe, you might be Shaq, you know?
Right.
It's okay. He came out on NXT on Tuesday, had his nice little promo, solid, did his best work. He's now probably the biggest heel in NXT.
Yep.
Leading up to a huge matchup, at, hopefully at Stand and Deliver, between Trick and Mello Gang. They're going to cook. So yeah, so Mello and Andrew are both winners for hating the right way.
Yeah. I'm kind of have to agree with that.
I like that. What about you, Tiff? You got a winners and losers?
I mean, yeah, the IWC is a loser. Right, for sure.
Come on.
That I didn't know about the Roman thing. That really irked my soul.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Back in the day when he first came out that he had leukemia, like, a lot of people didn't believe it. And I'm like, that man legitimately is sick. And right. I'm like, it's not right. And I don't think nobody would lie about cancer, at least not like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's messed up. And then you were threatening The Rock's daughter. That's still Roman's family, too. That's his family. Mm-hmm. He's threatening their family. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, by that same token, you got Jimmy and Jay on the roster. Solo's there. That's their family, too. Mm-hmm. That's Nia family, too. Like, y'all real reckless out here. If I was you, I'd be very careful. Is a free agent.
Watch yourself.
Yeah. You
better tread lightly. It's a lot of Samoans out there.
Yeah.
Gang.
Zilla, right. Zilla ain't. Yeah, I'm saying Zilla Fatu is still running around too. Like, I'm like, Jake y'all gotta be, yeah, you gotta be real careful with right. how you talk. You don't know where somebody might walk up on you at. And the internet is a crazy place. You would think you safe because you at home and you talking mad shit, but you go outside.
Yeah. It's real.
They're like, scared to come outside.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I advise y'all to just chill out. You know,
yes,
just relax and just enjoy the show, because the show haven't even started yet. We still in the beginning stages of the show.
It's right. So that's the thing. Out. It just started. You know what I'm saying? And nothing has even been spoken. No promos. No nothing. I mean, I don't think we're gonna really get anything at tomorrow's press conference either. I think we're just going to have a couple announcements, maybe a little small something, but I don't know how much we're going to get. I mean, are we going to get something where, like, the dude jumped at the judge? You know what I'm saying? Cody going to jump on Rock? Cody going to jump on Rock? Like,
I mean, it's going to be some sweaty person from the IWC.
Oh, right. Man, yeah. Let that happen to Ava Rain. Let them try to do that and see all these Samoan come out with shanks. You know
everybody
what I'm saying?
Like, everybody got it.
Forget everybody. Shanks. They're going to headbutt them. And
not- right.
Just headbutt all of them.
No, I mean
they fuck around and do that hardcore, it's just over with. They start doing that
right.
Shit. Get the fuck up out of there, my guy. Abort.
It's unfortunate. It do make us look silly. I mean, they already look at us like we silly anyway, because we watch wrestling. And it doesn't help that y'all are acting like whole ass weirdos.
Right.
Just go take a shower. Make sure you put on deodorant. And I'm sorry. But y'all cannot wear Native. You cannot wear that kind of deodorant because it don't last and it ain't going to help.
Native?
You need deodorant with aluminum in it so it can block them pores.
No, some of them need the black soap. You know what I'm saying?
And
straight
you need,
up.
You need 72-hour deodorant, the 42-hour, the 48-hour spray.
Tell
you need all of that.
Tell them.
You need all of that. Yeah. Do that. Focus on your hygiene.
Yes.
Not only that, bring some hand sanitizer with you. Put on some baby powder or something. Make sure you have a working belt so we don't see that plumber crack.
Facts.
Please.
I'm about to take it old school.
Like, focus on that stuff. Do that. I'm gonna take and it wash old your school. Hair. wash your hair.
For real.
Please.
All right. So, what were you gonna say, JT? In my old school ways, put some baby powder on your chest. All right, put some baby powder, and for you real old people, put some Tussie on.
It's old. Oh my God.
Get you some Tussie. Tussie lasts all day. I ain't never met a musty person with tussie. Yeah, you gotta take your finger.
You have to take your finger and scoop it out and put it on your margarita. That's how you have to use tussie.
Get that tussie.
That's wild.
And
look.
And listen, oh, and listen. Man, you're wild. Listen, listen. I'm gonna know if you lying. I'm gonna know if you lying. If I don't see that shit caked up underneath your fingernails. So get you some tussie and put that shit on too.
Just wash, bro. Like anything else is irrelevant. It's like y'all literally have to live life.
For real.
If this is what you are gonna die on a hill about, then the world is definitely gonna cave in on you. Y'all are some weak ass hunks.
Oh my God.
Is what's gonna kill you and destroy you? My God, when you get ready to pay taxes, bro. The taxes.
But if you don't know how to do any of that stuff, you don't know how to apply any type of cleaning solution or deodorant. JT, how do you tell them how to do it?
Oh, it's easy. Wash your hands. Make sure you wash your ass. Make sure you are doing this from face to ass. Not ass to face, but most importantly, use some damn soap.
Facts.
And use a wash rag. I promise you, you will be cleaner if you have a wash rag.
Okay, wash rags, yes. Wash rags, you can make that too. But yeah, I was going to say, get that. They have wipes now. Get the wipes, right? They have alcohol in them where it's like make you 99% bacteria and clean and all that. Please. I mean, there's ways to be clean now, people, you know?
Just focus on that. Leave this other shit where it is, because eventually we all still gonna watch it. That's right. The part that I'm like stuck on is no matter how mad you get, you're still gonna watch it. Right. So right. I had already prepared myself. I'm like, well, if Cody go up against Rock in a few weeks, 60 something days he'll have to WrestleMania. If that happens, oh, I know for a fact he's not beating him. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I'll just enjoy the ride and whatever happens, happens. As far as the winners go, I've never been a heel girl. Let me reiterate.
Mm.
I always root for the hero. I like a hero story, but I like Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes' story. And I like Carmelo as a heel. I like him that way. And I'm like, he appeals to me more in this particular character than he does as a face character. It makes more sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I love Trick. I honestly and genuinely in the beginning was not satisfied with his performance as a in-ring worker. But as time progressed, Trick really came into his own and was able to build himself up into a really big contender. Because right now, in NXT, majority of the old guard is gone.
Right.
And they're resting on that next in line talent, some of the vets that have come back, and like one or two of the people who came in before. So you're gonna have to start rebuilding those stones again of having big stars talent on that NXT roster. Mm-hmm. Tiffany's gone. You've got Carmelo, he's about a foot out the door. And I'm like, Trick is the next generation. He's your next lead in. If you don't pull the trigger at Stand and Deliver with him, you're missing an opportunity to have a true face run the roster and actually do it where it's worthwhile. Right. And then you have some other guys back there in NXT that would work, but I wanted them to pull the trigger on Trick at Vengeance Day. I wanted Ilya to drop the title then.
Oh, yeah.
And then you still have Carmelo turn, and you can make this feud last longer than you think you can. You can kind of squeeze it out a little bit more with them going to Roadblock. Then they have Stand and Deliver in April, and they got a pay-per-view in March.
Right.
Battleground in March.
Okay.
Is it Battleground in March? They had one in March right before Stand and Deliver. So you got a lot of wiggle room here before you get into Trick and Carmelo. I don't think it's just going to be Trick and Carmelo in the end. I think that they're going to keep Ilya involved in this. And when it comes down to it, all three of them are going to be fighting each other. And hopefully Trick will be the one to lead out. As much as I've always been a fan of Drew. I love Drew. He gets on my damn nerves as a heel. It works. I'm not mad at him because I'm like, I'm glad because you're doing your job. Right. You're doing your job. He's such a whiny little shit. And I hate him so much. But I'm like, everybody hated Drew when he was a face. And I loved him. And I was like, Drew's the guy. He's always going to be one of those guys. You just have to give him the right opportunity, the right moment, and he'll come through. And he did. And he's still doing it now. So I'm okay. But I give Carmelo a bit of an edge on this one. Because the way he handled that crowd in NXT Tuesday, he didn't fumble the way that Dijak did. That crowd was literally the background noise to his soundtrack. And he was just going. And it was effortless. It was smooth. And you saw him, he looked like a villain. He walked like one. He talked like one. He just, that's the vibe he gave. I was like, this is cinema right here. I love this.
And just to gave me kind of like Michael B. Jordan Killmonger villain energy. Like it's almost like, are you really the villain? Like you making too much sense.
Like you could kind of understand where he was coming from.
Right. It's like one of those sympathetic kills.
Yeah, but I had kind of peeped that game a long time ago. I was just waiting for the shoe to drop.
Okay.
Right.
Because the moment he started talking to John Cena, I was like, oh, okay, I see where this is going. I see. And it was right after that, right after Trick started getting some traction and he won that title, that North American title. I didn't like the way Carmelo was looking at him when he won that title.
From the side? Just...
yeah, because he lost that night.
Right,
he lost that night. And they were sitting in there, they were standing there together and they were talking and he was just looking at him
He was looking at the title, like that should be on my way.
Right, you got a title and I'm not champion? Like, that's not cool, but... Not only that, but it just kept happening. Like Trick kept gaining more and more momentum, and he literally was walking two steps behind him every time, and he didn't like it. So I was like, I can understand your frustration, but that's supposed to be your homie. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's messed up. But I fuck with it though. Man.
What were you gonna say, JT? I think you had
something. I won't hold you. Trick Williams and Melo. Sad the breakup happened, but it had to happen. Carmelo has brought back Light Skin Brothers as the top villain now. This has not been done since Tyler Perry. I'm sorry, I take that back. Tyler Perry made the dark skinned people the villain, but this has not been done. This New Jack City, and ever since Nino Brown stabbed Christopher Williams in the hand and said, "I never liked your pretty ass," anyways. Like,
oh God.
Black Skin Brothers are back on top, and I'm sad. I'm sad, man. I'm sad it happened, but I really hope that Stand and Deliver, Frick Williams walks out on top, you know, because to be honest, to just piggyback off of what Tiff said. He made some great points. Trick Williams has evolved as a wrestler right in front of our eyes. Like literally. This man went from wrestling on Level Up to wrestling on NXT to making appearances on SmackDown. Like, I mean, the pop that he got in Miami and had everyone singing his song.
Crazy.
Was crazy for the fact that this guy is from NXT and majority of the time. Most WWE fans, like the casuals, they don't really watch NXT. You know what I'm saying? They watch the main two. So just to see that, you know, this was bumping like it was for Trick definitely deserves it. And I hope they wrap this shit up. Far as Drew McIntyre goes, I'm kind of pissed off that now that you the heel, you ain't got the sword. Like, you should be out there cutting motherfuckers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you should be out there with the sword, like Jake the Snake with Damian. Like you pull out the sword at the end of the match and carve a D into someone's chest. Pause. You know, so I'm...
No, JT on that.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like Zorro or something. Like evil Zorro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you out there, bro. Like,
just
you
know, cut a big D on his chest.
Oh, whoa, hold up.
Like the letter D. Letter D, man.
Like, okay.
For Drew, you know, like Zorro did the Z.
Right, with the Z, but it'd be a D?
Yeah, it'd be a D, a big D.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I'm with you. Okay, I agree with everything you all said now. The thing is, you know, Carmelo Hayes cut a really good promo, and I seen that somebody was making the comparison of when Eddie Guerrero did that same promo where he was sitting in the chair. Very similar, similar. But I got to say, man, I got to give a shout out to Carmelo Hayes' outfit, too, with that all-black jumpsuit.
It was fire.
Right? I mean, he looked like the fifth member of Jodeci, you know? You know what I'm saying? I thought he was gonna start singing like, "Oh yeah, oh yeah." Every time I close my eyes,
goodbye. You talked about that the other day, and I was like, "Yo, I know everybody else saw it."
I thought he was gonna sit there being like, "Tonight, I need your body."
I ain't gonna hold you. Devontae came in at the end with that goddamn auto tune, boy. Like, Devontae ain't really had no real big singer roles.
It's like, dang, man, you had to call me out of my own song.
He could go that way.
But yeah, I hope that vibe is what we get more from Melo, because I mean it. I know a lot of people have made this comparison of Trick and Melo to being Diesel and HBK, so I kind of hope he leans more into that HBK heel now than before. You know what I'm saying? Sure. I mean, he came out in the same black leather jacket like HBK did. You know, so I mean, I'm really liking both what Drew and Carmelo doing. The right way to hate. The right way to hate. Hate.
Turn it up.
I forgot just one more thing. Like, Bayley not getting enough respect for what she's doing. Like, Vince said it earlier, but she needs to be a winner too, because everything that they're doing with damage control is being overshadowed by this Roman and Cody stuff. And I honestly believe that that's going to be one of the best matches on the card for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And if they give her
main event night one so badly,
yeah, like if they give her the opportunity, Bayley can really, really shine. And she haven't been a face in a long time. It's been a while since we've seen face Bayley.
I think they said what, like 4 or 5 years?
It's been four, almost 5 years since she's been a face. Right. Yeah. So like, I'm not. That's another reason why I'm not really focused on.
I mean, she could be on my face. She could be on my face, but
Jesus Christ, that's another reason why I'm not like focused on like Cody and Roman like that, because I feel like I'll see what I want to see, but with that match, I'm very interested in it, and I don't want their hard work and everything they've done to up their storyline get overshadowed by this BS. So they deserve to be winners this week too.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, I had Bayley for sure. Just finally being free of the whole damage control like situation, being independent, being the master strategist, a cerebral assassin almost.
Okay. Like, yeah. Preach.
We're talking about fits with Carmelo Hayes. Bayley's fit was
It was fire.
I'm just saying.
It was. I don't know if y'all know Attack on Titan, but that's exactly what I thought when I saw her outfit.
Oh my god!
But not just Bayley though. Io. Gracing. Yeah. I mean, not totally assless chaps, Vince, but close.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. They all serve looks, man, for sure.
Justin, and then Bayley speaking Japanese. Oh my goodness.
Man, listen, that turned me on. Woo! I ain't holding. Girl, you bilingual? Like, you know, I know.
Trilingual at this point.
That's paying you know what I'm saying? Like, she speaks some Spanish. I know that because she's Latina, but, you know, speaking Japanese.
Yeah.
You ain't Japanese? And it sounded good.
Right.
Listen here.
Come on. Come on.
Sign me up.
Who don't even know me like that? Who don't even know me like that?
So, just we've all kind of given winners and losers. I don't think you've gotten a chance.
No, I think for the most part, I got for the most part of the show, it's all been the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all talk about, Bailey. We talked about Damage Control. But, you know, saying, okay, we're gonna get to the main point. The Rock, right? Roman, Cody, right? We want to talk about the situation that they had on SmackDown. To me, I said this before. I don't know why the world has to stop when The Rock shows up. This man is giving me don't worry about my ex-boyfriend type vibes when he showed up. You know what I'm saying? If Cody is the new boyfriend to Roman and the shit, it's like now I got to worry about the ex-boyfriend coming in here and trying to like steal my own relationship that I built. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I'm already here. What do you want now? You know? So that's my feeling on it. I'm not like everyone on Twitter and shit, them crazy ass people. But I think we all kind of agree with just let it all play out. Chill. Just chill.
I mean, ever since Roman got that championship and he's been the type of champion he's been, it's been kind of alluded to that The Rock was coming back at some point. And to be fair, if it was anybody else and they have family and they were able to have that type of a marquee match, it would be the same way. So I actually do want to see what this is about, because if it's about deciding who the true head of the table is, then I'm all for that. I want to see y'all fight it out. I want to see it.
No, facts.
I want to see you do it. And I don't need, but like I had been saying it before Cody was even in the picture, any match that had to do with Rock should not include a title. It just doesn't need to. The whole point, in my opinion, is about who's the true tribal chief. And that's it. That's all I want. I don't need titles to be involved. I prefer that it wasn't. Honestly. I want them to just battle it out for who's the true tribal chief.
Yeah. No, it rubbed me the wrong way when Punk had to give up his 434 day title reign, dude, and then have to turn heel because Rock wanted to work a heel. If you go based off the dude's shoot podcast interview statements, he has nothing but good things to say about The Rock, but he does say it's like, man, I really wish I didn't have to turn heel. I really thought he should have main evented. That should have been the triple threat. Like Rock, Cena, Punk for the title. Punk doesn't have to win that, you know. John can still win it, you know, get that same result. But we'll see. I'm with Tiff. Like, I want to see Rock Roman. I just don't want to see it for the title. It doesn't need the title. Cody needs the title because he needs to finish that goddamn story.
Facts. What about you, JT? You got one? There you go. But yeah, pretty much. I mean,
my bad.
No, you good? No, you good?
So, as far as what happened this past Friday with SmackDown, yeah, it was real kind of, you know, messed up, but at the end of the day, you know, we knew this was coming. Like Tiff said, it wasn't a big surprise. We knew eventually was coming because we thought last year at WrestleMania 39 we were going to get it because it was in Hollywood. Rock is Hollywood,
right?
Get it at 39. We thought we was going to get it at 38. We didn't get it at 38. We thought it was going to get it at 37. We didn't get it at 37. We got two stories here that need to have some type of conclusion, right? Yeah, okay. You forgot about the ex-boyfriend. Guess what? He's still here, okay?
Yeah.
He's still here, okay? The ex-boyfriend shares a baby with your baby mama.
Right.
Okay?
Damn.
Right.
He gonna come see about his kid. Who's that kid? Wow. Roman Reigns. That's his son.
That's some wild shit.
You know what I'm saying? But
exactly what I was saying. Yep.
But wow. just like just said, like, you know what I'm saying? So the new boyfriend sitting here looking at, but to put it like this, this is like Jody, Yvette, and Snoop Dogg's character, right? Like inside baby boy. It's like, you know,
I'm
coming back, like, you know, my girl Yvette got your bitch ass living inside my house. It's like, you know, so the Rock coming back to take back what's his. This is his house, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, man, like, just enjoy it. Either way, we're going to get a good WrestleMania. It's not going to be a bad WrestleMania. If you come in there thinking negatively about it, guess what? You're going to perceive the whole show as negative. Negative is negative does. But if you go there with an open mind and actually enjoy the one thing that we had back in the day as wrestling fans, a shock factor, not really mm-hmm. knowing what the hell was going to go on. Before we got all these dirt sheets and, you know, online people, you know, dropping links, we were actually genuinely surprised about what would happen. And we don't want to be surprised anymore. We want to be in the know. I mean, hell, even us as podcasters, we're going to be in the know regardless because we, you know, this is our niche. We study this. This right. is what we love. But right. as wrestling fans in general, we don't want to be surprised anymore. We want to know what's going on. The only type of surprises that we like is when someone debuts and we have no knowledge of it, or someone right. comes back right. and we have no knowledge of it. But far as the storyline, we want to be in the know. We want to know what's happening. And the fact that you don't know what's going on is really fucking with y'all emotionally.
and to be honest, that's the best kind. You know what I'm saying? Not, why do you have to go into wrestling knowing what's going to happen? That takes the excitement out of everything, you know?
That's true.
Right?
Who goes to the movies and goes watch, you know, the brand new Marvel or whatever you like as a moviegoer? Mm-hmm. Who goes to the movie and want to know exactly what's going to happen in the movie and enjoy the
right
movie.
exactly
when it, not I'm nobody one of the to Marvel when I it comes do. To Marvel I do check if there's end credit scenes, but that's as far as I go because yeah. I want to make sure if I have to get up or not.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm one of those people because I will damn, sit and I'll too. Watch no like
fine, I didn't like, mean to attack you.
No, it's cool. I watch trailers, movie trailers, but I kind of figure stuff out before I get there. So I'll have an idea and then it'll come and I'll be like, oh, okay, so they did it a little different, but I was close. That's mm-hmm. kind of how I am. When it comes to wrestling, Triple H have a telltale. He's not very strategic about how he structures things. So mm-hmm. oftentimes, what we're seeing now had already been planted 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But most people aren't really paying attention. So, you know, you're just watching it. You're like, oh, okay, because what we saw with Cody and CM Punk that day when they got into it, going back and forth about, you know, Cody's dad asking him to watch over him. Mm-hmm. That was a seed planted for what we was going to see in the Rumble. And mm-hmm. we saw it all played out. So he has a tell. He always finds a way to plant something. And if you're not paying attention, you will miss it. So I often will see little things and I'm just like, what is that? That's out of place. Why is that there? And then it'll pop up some months down the road. So this thing with Rock and Roman, I figured he was coming back around the time where him and Pat showed up on SmackDown that day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it came that day, I was like, okay, he's showing up this year for WrestleMania. All right, we're going to see how this plays out. So there,
yeah.
it really depends on what Triple H is trying to do. Right. But he has a very specific way of working. And people just don't be paying attention. I like to be surprised.
Same.
I like when he throws in a curveball and you're like, well, damn, I didn't see that one coming. That's kind of fire. Like at Survivor Series, I knew that CM Punk had been in talks with WWE, but never in a million years did I think that he was ever coming back.
Right, right.
I was just like, yeah, no.
Lost my shit. I lost my shit.
But yeah. I know what, you know what tipped me off a little bit was a while ago when WWE had went back to Chicago. I can't remember when, but it was
you talking about when like Punk year. Tried to walk in there?
He did go in there.
Yeah, he did.
He went in there.
That's the one, right?
He talked to Triple H. Yeah, and he talked to The Miz. He tried to go talk to Vince from what I understand, but Vince was like, no.
No,
you know, we're not doing this.
I got allegations.
You need to go. Yeah. But he was like, no, we're not doing this. You got to go.
Vince is like, oh, I'm leaving soon, man.
Right.
This is my last day here.
They done caught me. Yeah. But he was like,
and that was before he got fired, right? Like,
yeah, because he was still an AEW guy.
He was still, you know, very much down for the company. But there's a couple of my friends that I was talking to, my friend Tirza and Nicole, who's my podcast partner.
Shout out.
So both of them were just like, Tiffany, I think he's trying to make amends so he can come back. I'm like, Vince will never allow it. He will never allow that man to come back. And she was like, I don't know, Tiffany. We've seen things change over time. Mm-hmm. And if he feel like he can make money, oh, he'll let down the guard so he can make that money.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm like, he's signed to AEW now, so there's nothing about it. Then all of a sudden, all the stuff comes out about him getting into fights again backstage. And I'm just like, what is happening? Because CM Punk has a way of working too. All right. He's a bit self-sabotaging, just in a little bit. And I'm like, I said, okay, because I was talking about it today on live, and I was like, I think that he definitely, was like, I'm ready to go. I don't want to stay here. He was like, I got to figure out a way to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to plant this seed so I can go back home. And listen, then I'm going to start some shit. Because he already had a target on his back anyway.
Yeah.
He already had a target. The Young Bucks didn't want him there. They didn't want him there. And then you had the people who was rallying behind the Young Bucks. And from what we were told, the company was split. Half of them didn't care that CM Punk was there. They were willing to work with him. The other half didn't want him there. They felt like he would take away from the company. He always did something to overshadow every good pay-per-view they had. Mm-hmm. Like, they really were not big fans of him. So CM Punk is like, okay, I got to get my ass out of here. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to figure this shit out. And I guess, in my mind, he was like, we going to London. Okay. I know what I can do.
Got it.
He figured it out. Next thing you know, you had that 3 months. He waiting. Everybody's quiet. The rumors was out. CM Punk is in talks with WWE. And I was like, for what? It never crossed my mind that he would actually be able to walk back through those curtains and come out there on Monday Night Raw. Never in a million years. And then when they started clearing those seats in Chicago for Survivor Series, I was like, Nicole said it again. She was like, Tiffany, they're bringing him back. I'm like, there's no fucking way. There's no way. She was like, Tiffany, his ass is coming back. Because why are they opening the seats behind the Titantron? Then they brought out the floor plan. I was like, so usually Titantron is back here.
Yeah.
It's pretty tall. So it blocks off at least 30, 40 seats back.
The back half.
Okay. That whole back half of the arena, gone. They had that Titantron. It was a quarter of the size that it normally is. It was not that big screen that it usually is. I'm like,
yeah, because normally for Raw, those seats are unavailable because of the Titantron.
Right. So I'm like, y'all got all of those seats behind where they come out at? Open?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Now, he done figured out a way. His ass has come. Oh, Lord Jesus. I was like, all right.
And it was a great moment. Still is one of our favorite moments. But moving on to what you got? One last thing, or oh no?
Yeah, one last thing. I ain't gonna hold you.
Okay.
You ever seen the movie National Security?
Yeah, with Martin Lawrence. Warren. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You remember the cop? He went to prison and he just swung on the guard just to be locked down and say, oh, yeah. Shit.
Just to get back in.
That's the same thing. Hey, that's the same shit. See, if walked in, nigga. He walked up to Jack Perry, no reason. Hey, Jungle Boy. What the fuck you hit me for?
But real quick, rapid fire things. I guess Darby Allin and Sting are the new AEW World Tag Team Champions, right? He gave himself he got a new EpiPen. You know what I'm saying? And do some saline into his back. You know, and he was able to perform. You know, so shout out to Sting. Shout out to Sting, kind of. But yeah, and then you know,
Steve took a blue chew.
Just for the adrenaline. Oh, but yeah, and then like another before we move on to the last call, a loser though, I gotta give to Adam Pearce. This man has no control over his damn roster. Okay, how many breakout fights has happened on Raw for the past 2-3 weeks? Let Nia and Rhea fight, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Just let them
run. You never see Nick Aldis getting beat up by
right. Nobody. Right. Nobody want to mess with Nick Aldis. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Roman's coming for that ass at some point. He's tired of these games with Nick.
You know what I'm saying?
Nick Aldis are getting the ring. He ain't like Paul. He ain't like Adam. He ain't get in there.
Right.
He ain't get in there.
And none of those people could control Nia Jax, man. Did you see that? Man, she flat real like a charcuterie board. Charcuterie board, yo.
Send in Randy to give an RKO to like stop her from running wild on Rhea.
That's the only thing that stopped her is that RKO.
Yeah, you're right, Vince. I'm with you.
You gotta be that Dolph Ziggler, Rey Mysterio, RKO combo in the Rumble to like calm down Nia because no one else doing it.
For real.
That is the best. Just the best thing to go back and watch.
But moving on to last call, news and rumors, there's only a couple things on here that I got. And basically, the big thing that came out is Scott D'Amore, TNA Impact, has been fired. Apparently, I don't know why, but they already have a replacement for him, Antonio Cesoni. I know I messed up that name. But
He is the current president of Anthem Entertainment Group.
Anthem,
he is the next guy under their owner, Lynn Asper.
There you go.
And the only thing they gave us was that they want to integrate TNA into Anthem more. And that's why Scott D'Amore got fired. But the killer part about that is they released more information today. And it said that they had a Zoom call. And they had the superstars on the Zoom call. And that's when some of them found out that he was fired. A lot of them were under the impression that he recused himself, that he left on his own accord. That was not the case. They were informed that that was not the case. A lot of them were very upset. They were upset, one, that he got fired, and they were upset, one, that he was just gone in general.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy that is supposed to take over, he is the current president of Anthem Entertainment Group. If you don't know what Anthem Entertainment Group is, it is a music company. They own several record labels, publishing companies, licensing, the whole nine when it comes to music, period. They're also the parent company that distributes TNA on TV. So when you're watching it, that's how you're able to watch it on TV through their channel.
Okay.
Now,
does Anthem have any boy bands in their labels?
I'm sure. I'm sure they do.
I like that.
They didn't tell them, and then they tried to ask questions, and they wouldn't let them ask any questions. They wouldn't let the superstars ask anything, and then they hung up.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Wild. I mean, Scott D'Amore has done a lot for TNA Impact when nobody really did. I mean, he was like their guy, you know what I'm saying?
He brought it back.
He brought it back, and he stayed with them all through the – even when they were grand opening, grand closing, how many times over, you know?
A lot.
A lot.
I don't know exactly what they plan on doing in terms of their creative. I thought they would have just demoted Scott and been like, we want to take over
on
the business side, and you take over and handle creative. That's not what happened. They got rid of him completely. The guy who took over from him, he's going to handle everything that Scott did. So Scott was very hands-on in booking. He was the guy who handled all of the storylines. He fielded the creative. He made sure certain people got the titles, certain people got storylines. They were on TV. He handled the pay-per-views, the production. He had his hands in everything. And that guy is going to be the one to take over. And he has no prior experience in wrestling whatsoever.
None. So basically, we get another Tony Khan.
Ironically,
I mean, yes. In a sense, yes, because it's not like it's not, a lot of people was comparing it to them getting a Nick Khan in their company, right?
Yeah, the difference. I can see that.
But the difference is Nick Khan knows his limitations. He knows that he's not a booker, right? So he's not somebody who's going to be able to handle the talent. He knows how to look at the numbers, where to cut the fat, where to move forward, what needs to proceed, and what looks great and what doesn't. He's only looking at the bottom line. Anything else is outside of his scope. So as long as what is being done on TV translates well in terms of numbers and stock value, Nick Khan doesn't care what they do. He's not involved in that. Yeah. This guy, however, is taking over all of Tony's shit. Answer this. He's taking over, I mean, not Tony, but all of Scott D'Amore's shit. He's taking all of that. And I'm like, he doesn't have the experience or the credentials to be able to do that. At least not do the wrestling part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm concerned with.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Scott D'Amore, like, nothing but good. I would like to see him in WWE, you know, see what he could do there with the talent there.
Mm.
But if I could fantasy book, you know, the booker, I would fantasy book him to go over to AEW because I think they could really use his hand in a lot of creative. And if Tony really is serious about like getting good content and trying to be an alternative like they were supposed to be and not try to sit here and like fight with people on social media about WWE, just Scott D'Amore should get a chance with someone. I hope he does.
Absolutely.
Get a chance with someone.
Facts.
Nothing but good things.
Real quick. And, oh, go ahead. Okay.
Not bad.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Not just that. You know, saying Scott D'Amore stuck with TNA when they had that big ass ugly ass owl as the fucking logo, and that big ass ugly ass owl on all the fucking titles. Like
on the titles too.
He rolled that shit out. He stood 10 toes down. And for him to have to go out like this, you know, it's sad. But like you said, Vince, he's going to land on his feet. It just all depends on where. And, you know, it's not to say that, you know, okay, he go to WWE. In a perfect world, that would be nice to have somebody come in with his experience and to see what he's done with TNA over the past several years. You know what I'm saying? That would be great to bring someone aboard to help you out with one of these shows, or you can get them on another platform like Vince said, AEW. That'll be great. You know, get that pressure off of Tony and put it on somebody who has legitimate lineage inside this business and experience. You know what I'm saying? Not somebody who lied on their resume and just end up getting a job because he ended up
nowadays
making his
at
own
this point, lie in your resumes, it don't fucking matter.
Fake it till you make it.
But you know, there's
that can only go so far, right?
You know, there's NWA out there who needs help. There's MLW out there who can use somebody to help as well, you know, with Kurt Bauer. Like, there's a lot that they can do out there, but he's going to land on his feet. It's fucked up, but I wonder how many people are going to leave TNA now that he is not there, because Moose even said it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Moose said, "If Scott's not here, Moose is not here." And I think that was an old clip from when he was talking about why he chose TNA over WWE and AEW.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, it's not like they can get out of their contracts. Like, they could try to ask for releases, but Anthem might not let them go. But we'll see. Anything else, Jess?
Yeah, the one thing I do have left is, so if you saw the interview, Bayley comes out and she's saying that how a fan posted a picture of her wearing a Paramore lyrics on her gear. If you know Bayley, she loves Paramore. And so she's saying that at WrestleMania, why can't she have the big entrance? Why can't she have like the big entrance that everybody gets? He wants Paramore to at least come out with her or have her song play her out. And that's cool. I mean, that's cool. That's somebody different. I love Paramore. You know what I'm saying? Ain't it fun?
Grammy winning.
You know?
Paramore.
Yeah.
As long as they pay for it, why she can't have it? They got millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. They got millions of dollars, too. And then my thing is, if Paramore is going to come out for Bayley, I'm just saying Blackpink should come out for Io. That's all I'm saying.
Poppy. Poppy. Yeah.
Poppy. Oh, yeah. Because she did a couple of her entrance in NXT. Entrance. That would be dope.
Yeah.
You know what? What if Bayley come back at WrestleMania with the inflatable tubes?
Oh, please don't.
Raise him from the dead.
Zombie tube, man.
Zombie tubes.
Pause.
But real zombie wild boy. He's a wild boy. But just imagine, like, a few people should have some special interests in wrestling. Yeah. Bayley's definitely top of the list. But what if Cody gets down straight to come out and perform Kingdom?
Of course. Why not?
Get him to perform Kingdom, and why don't you get what's the name? Who has that theme song? Get Drew McIntyre and get him like a Scottish drumline, but bring back his theme music from NXT. Because that to me sounds really fucking
hell.
Yeah, the Broken Dream ones?
That one, or you could bring back the one that when he first came back.
Okay. I remember what you were talking about. It's kind of like the original version of what he has now.
Yeah, the original version. That's just sounding more menacing.
I'm thinking Creed. What do y'all think? Creed?
No.
Can you take me?
Don't nobody want to be crying when Drew come out? They're playing on Creed. We want to boo him. We don't want to care about him.
You don't want a concert.
We're right? emotional with Drew. Yeah, Creed. We don't care about
it. We really ain't got no villain type of music. You know what I'm saying? No.
Like, Hoobastank?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
What's it called? But yeah, guys, appreciate you for doing that with me. But Vince, I think it's that time.
And now, sweaty session.
So for just shits and giggles, and since February is the month of Valentine's Day, keeping up with that association, we wanted to do like, if wrestlers were boy bands, you know what I'm saying? So you could take a faction and make them a boy band. You could take a bunch of wrestlers and group them together as a boy band. Or if you don't want to do the boy band route, you could do R&B group, or you could do a girl group. You know what I'm saying? Each either or. Okay. But yeah, who wants to go first?
Let me go first. So I want to give a shout out to my good friend Matt, the Warden Matt Ritter from the Smack Raw podcast.
He has
this thing where he gives other wrestlers like different names. For instance, like Dragon Lee, he calls him Dragon Ball Lee. Or what's another one? Like Okada, I think Tetsuya Naito calls him Titty Surinato.
Yes.
And he just And Katsuchi Okada calls him Katsukucha Oganda, Well Ocean Spray, just to name a few, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite ones. And it's not that he can't pronounce names, it's just that he finds funny ways to pronounce them. It's a funny thing. I decided to create the boy band Big Time Roosh. And essentially, the lead singer is going to be Roosh from AEW. We're going to pair him up with his brother, Dralístico. We're going to have Preston Vance as the pretty white boy in the band. Wow. And if we can borrow them for the touring dates, we're going to get Dragon Lee, his other brother, on there. And then Andrade to be in the boy band. You know, because you got to have some fine-looking Latino men.
Right.
To be in this big-time Rush band, right? And their big single, they're going to be a one-hit wonder, unfortunately. Their one single, Tranquilo.
Okay, I like that.
They also have, like, their follow-up single called Latinos Worldwide. You know, because they go all over the place. The faction started in Mexico. Then they went to Japan. Then the States. You know, it's worldwide. You know, so...
Right, kinda right.
I like that.
Or they could have one called "Mommies All Over the World." You know,
Mommies All Over the World. That's a good.
Wow.
Oh man, that's a good one. That's a good one. But essentially, that was the idea.
I like that. Like Big Time Roosh, man. What about y'all? You got any? You guys got any?
JT, go ahead. You look like you was itching the last time.
I mean, started. You know. So, keep this. If I had a band, it'd be an R&B band. And inside my band, I got Montez Ford.
Mm.
I got Dawkins. I got Bobby Lashley.
Mm. Oh, God.
And I got Xavier Woods. And I got... Biggie, and I got Kofi.
You got all of these people in one group?
Listen, we talking, listen. Listen. The name of this group is Meat X.
Wait, repeat it. Repeat that. Repeat that.
Come again for Meat Fudge.
Meat X. Meat X.
You got to be high. You have got to be.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
What's the name of the album?
The name of the album is Meat on the Table.
Man, all right. Podcast over.
What about that single?
Their single is gonna be called Xavier Woods.
Okay.
Did you say X-rated?
Yeah. X-rated.
Oh, all right.
What about you, Tiff? You got one?
They on tour.
How am I supposed to tie? I should have went first. Because that was wild. That was wild as hell.
That's good.
Okay. So mine is like a R&B pop group.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Ricky Starks.
Okay.
Hook. I picked Ricky Starks, Hook, and Big Bill.
Okay.
Big Bill would just be in the back. He don't really do nothing. He ad lib every now and then.
Like he's a hype man.
Right. Well, not really. But you get what I mean? Like
it's right.
He kind of like the big dude in Boyz II Men where he sing enough, but not a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's what he do. But the group name is Too Smooth.
Ooh.
And you got, Hook is the leader, but Ricky Starks still is spot later on down the road. He go very David Ruffin on him later on down the line. But they lead out single is Let Me Brush Your Hair, and they gave Big Bill that one because he got the long hair, so they let him lead that one.
Okay.
But Ricky Starks stole Hook's spot. And then the bad, you know, it just break up. But I had a whole storyline for that.
Okay,
I was like, this ain't half bad.
No, I like that. And, you know, AEW, they're looking for things to do. Who knows? This might actually be a thing, you know?
Not a thing, can't say. They can't.
They need royalties from you, though, if this happens. But for me, that was good. That's going to be tough to follow. But for me, I got Chase You, right?
Okay.
Chase You. And their album is called Sexed Books and Extra Credit.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
The single is Bankrupt My Heart, because you know they in bankruptcy.
Okay.
And this is a sample. Baby, can't you see I'm in bankruptcy? I can't take it no more. The school done dropped and down the drain. But it was saved by the calendar and Jesse Jane. That's just the same.
Oh my God, it's cooking it to cook. I like your single, but that meat on the table.
Man, go to hell. No.
Okay, you put my meat on your table.
Okay.
Well, that ain't your stable.
Oh snap! Okay. What you got, man? What you got, man?
Okay, JT's talking about meat, right? You know, and meat is a crucial ingredient in a Mexican soup called menudo, which is also a Puerto Rican boy band back in the day.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So shout out to menudo, right? But
shout out Ricky Martin.
Shout out Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
We love all Rickies here. So I thought, what if we get some of the Mexican men to have a Mexican version of Menudo, but what would be the name? Well, a good alternative to Menudo when they don't have it on the menu is Pozole. So this band is called Pozole because it's nothing but Mexicans, okay? So you got to get the fine-looking Mexican men, and thankfully, three of them are already, like, teaming together. So the members is going to be Santos Escobar.
Come on. Come on.
Angel Garza.
Hey.
Humberto Carrillo.
Hey.
And if we keep it at four, we got to have our main man, Dominic Mysterio. Because it's a heel faction. They're bad boys, you know? You know.
He got a mullet, too.
If you want to be a stickler and be like, oh, Menudo had five members, okay, fine, we'll replace Dominic, we'll put Tom and Nick and Mysterio in there, and then we'll have five. You know, Electra Lopez can be their like manager and stuff like that, right? In terms of their album the album, it would be Love and Lucha. So that
Love and Lucha,
their hit single it's gonna be kind of like a dance, you know, like everyone has dance, you know, that everyone like there's cha-cha slide, like Caballo Dorado is another one like, for Mexicans. For them, it's gonna be El Baile del Fantasma.
They're
gonna have their own little dance. They're gonna have like the Fanta like wrestling mask to take it off, you know, because all of them had wrestling masks and then they take it off. That's kind of like their little shtick. Menudo also had a single called Súbete a mi Moto. But instead of Súbete a mi Moto, it'd be like Métete mi ring. You know, like get in my ring, you know, type of thing. I couldn't think of any other singles, but I just kind of really wanted to make the Pozole boy band.
No,
with
I
all
like
my
that.
Mexicans in there.
I like yeah, that. I like
that's what
that.
I got. That's what I got.
That was good. Do you guys have any more? I got one more.
I got actually one more. I always like to have two or three just in case.
Okay, so this is my last one, right? And so instead of doing a group, I kind of went solo, right? So Cody Rhodes. So Cody Rhodes, right? His album is Roads to Affection.
Okay.
His single is Catching Healings. Like heels.
Oh my god.
Like, you know, catching feelings, but healings, like heels. So the single is like, you know, I'm not worried about solo. I could take him out with a crossroads. Roman gotta go, yo. I'll be catching healings. I'll be catching healings. Bro pulled up, got me angry, took my spot, emotional damage got me hot. I'm giving Cody Cutter with ease. Put him down like Vin Diesel and Tyrese. I'll be catching feelings.
Ooh, bars. Okay, okay. I see you.
Snap, snap.
Thank you. But do you guys got anything else? I know Vince, you got one more.
Yeah, JT, Tiff.
My last one would just be a girl group. And my girl group will consist of Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Jakar Jackson, Blast Legend.
Okay.
Young Maya, a.k.a.
Oh, Jordan.
You already know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's Maya. I don't care what nobody say. That's Maya. But put them inside the group, and I'm going to call them BBW.
Mm.
For beautiful black women.
I like that.
And in the name of that single is going to be called That's a Body Slam. That's right. A body slam.
JT's delivery is
I like
me.
That. That's a body slam in the ring, and you know it.
Mark Henry gonna be a guest feature. He's just gonna be singing.
No, sexual chocolate, sexual voice. Chocolate. Yeah.
Gross. Gross.
Oh my god.
Wanna give it all to you. Yeah, that's right on.
Okay.
What about Tiff? You got one?
Nah, I'm cool.
Okay.
Best theme song ever.
That
best
is theme okay. song that ever. Is best theme song. What about you, Vince? You got one last one?
Yeah, okay. So I got one last one, right? This boy band has been the most dominant boy band in like wrestling in probably maybe like the last four or so years. I'm talking about the Bloodline. Okay.
Okay.
And their album cover is actually going to be like that old school high school graduation picture that was going around of them, of like Roman with Jimmy.
Oh, Jay, yeah.
And Solo. Yeah.
I love that picture.
The album cover is going to be Bloodline to Men. And it's all going to be like parody versions of like some Boys to Men. Geez, you know, some hits. So a few songs I have here is No Mo Missionary. That's a lead by Roman. Roman also has Ooh Ah as one of his tracks. Instead of One Sweet Day, it's One Usy Day. That's for Sammy. Another one is I'll Make Love to You at the Head of the Table. Another one is On Bended Knee, Acknowledge Me.
You won't acknowledge me.
Hey, come on, come on.
Smash them and stack them.
Smash them and stack them.
Smash them and stack them. Okay, I like that. Okay, that's the club banger. That's the club banger.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. What else do I got? Oh, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yeats.
It's so hard to say goodbye to Yeats.
Okay, but
and I will take
that a minute, sorry,
this year, see you. My bad. To be my year after the rain. My bad, bro.
Go ahead. You sing the whole song.
That's cool. It's cool. Go off, JT. Go off. I ain't gonna stop a rap icon. Okay. Oh, and then the lead single, the number one track, is called End of the Road to WrestleMania.
Mm. Okay.
We hope.
To the end of the road to WrestleMania.
Wow.
Can't let go of the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship.
Oh my God!
It's unnatural.
I belong to you.
I can't do it.
Finish your story.
Fair. Oh, yes. Well, yeah, something like that.
Hell yeah, that's good. That's good.
I'm down on my knees in a story. And then
you guys had the dude come in. Hey, I know Cody, you're not gonna finish your WrestleMania story.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because The Rock's gonna finish it for you.
I know you tried year after year. I'm what? Sorry. You want it's just not God. Your time.
Went 3-1
to you. Wow.
I just didn't care. My heart is yearning.
Oh, that was good. Shout out to everybody that participated in that. Props to all y'all. All of them were too damn silly.
This is fun.
We could have done this for hours, but we couldn't end this show and we couldn't give this week without giving you a couple messages.
Yeah.
Guys, I know in this moment right now, it's difficult to be a wrestling fan, especially when things are pushing you left, when you want to look right. When things are bringing you down and you want to look up, sometimes there's dark, but in that end of the tunnel, there's a little bit of light. So just listen to a couple messages to get you through the day. And if you know what I'm saying, please repeat after me, okay? Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. It took a lot of trying. To get up that hill. Now we're in the big leagues. Getting our turn back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We moving on up. With the Get Your Podcast. With Marks and Mikes and Tiffany down for the count. Vince?
I don't have so much as a message, as just like something I want to quote for everyone.
Go ahead.
And I just want to talk about the time where I can remember when I couldn't pay the rent. Mm. But now I own the whole building that I'm living in. Mm. Sky's the limit when you're never giving in. You get it in, you write it out, and don't look back again.
Hey, come on. Just like Biggie Small said, sky's the limit, because you know you keep on, just keep on pressing on. But JT, do you have a message?
Yes, I do. And like you, if you know the words, repeat after me. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What may be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born. He's a man of means. Then along came two, and they got nothing but the genes. But we got different strokes. It takes different strokes. It takes different strokes to move
the world. Come on.
Everybody got a special kind of story, Cody. Everybody finds their way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot, so what? They'll have theirs, you'll have yours, and I'll have mine. And together we will be fine, because it takes different strokes to move the world.
Oh my God.
What do you got, Tiffany? You got a message for the people?
God. I don't have what they got, but I'll say it simply. my father used to tell me all the time that my success isn't always measured by somebody else's. So you have to walk your own path. That path is not straight. It's never going to be straight. There are going to be hoops. There are going to be hurdles. There are going to be potholes. But you got to keep walking the path. And whatever is meant for you will come to you.
Hey, preach. Preach. Finger snaps. Yeah, finger snaps.
What's that?
Well, that was a message for the week from the crew. Guys, I want to send a shout out and appreciate JT, Tiff for coming out. If you like that, if you like what we did right here, you can follow me to Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. Poppy, tell them where you can find you at.
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SESVince. Linktree in my bio takes you to all my content, the archives of all the past Straight Talk basketball content and all the other fun stuff that I've done there in the past. Recently did NBA All-Star predictions, All-Star reserve predictions. So that's the thing that's on my YouTube, youtube.com/SESVince. If you don't like basketball, that's okay. You can still go over to my YouTube, hit that sub button, hit that noti bell, and hit that like button, and comment down below what you think Cody's story at WrestleMania is going to be. It has nothing to do with basketball, but comment down on the video anyway.
Yep. JT, where can they find you, homie?
You can find me in the trap. It's going down. You can find me in the hood. It's going down. Anywhere you see me, anywhere it's going down. All right, my bad. Catch me in the club. All right, but you can catch me on IG, the Book of Faces, Twitter, known as X, TikTok every once in a while, Threads, never, even though we got it. You can also catch me on YouTube every single Thursday when we drop an episode. You can find me on all the podcast streaming apps. Me and the homies, El Cheech, Mike Angelo, and Just.
That's right.
You can also find our constituents, our homies, our cousins, as I like to say, Society and Pop Culture 101. You can also find Powerbomb Jitsu as well. Make sure you follow and Get Your Podcast, and make sure you are following Down for the Count and Tiff with her hilarious contest of video. I'm gonna tell you about let me tell you a quick story. I'm not gonna lie, this is the God honest truth. I was watching one of Tiff's reactions to, I think it was SmackDown, like back in 2001 or something, 2001 2002, and she had this reaction, and I'm not gonna lie, I almost pissed on myself because I'm like, what? She said, what? It is like, I can relate, but make sure you follow in Tiff. Tiff is goaded on IG, and she
facts, to the world.
That's not my business, but she deserves that same fanfare on every platform that she on.
Facts.
Go ahead, Tiff.
Facts.
My bad. I didn't mean to toot your horn, but go ahead, Tiff.
No, it's due. Go ahead, Tiff.
I appreciate it. I do. I hear it more often, and I appreciate it more than y'all know. You can find me on IG. Oftentimes, if you aren't going to, I don't post on TikTok regularly enough for it to be on TikTok. I don't like TikTok for wrestling stuff. Occasionally I will post over there. Mm-hmm. All of my platforms are the same. It's at Psych Design TV too. So you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I have a Facebook, but I don't use it as often. Facebook tends to flag the videos more often than the other platforms. So I don't post over there as much, but I do have one.
I'm about to say something.
Yeah, but Instagram, I can kind of get away with it on Instagram a little bit more.
Right.
And if you want to follow me on Instagram, I post 3 to 4 times a week, depending on if I watch TNA that week or not. On YouTube, I go live 4 times out the week. Mondays after Raw, Tuesdays after NXT, I go free. We do Freestyle Wednesday, where we just have a whole free conversation. We talk about everything from wrestling, and they like talking about their lives over there, and we just kind of have a little camaraderie with everybody. On Friday is when I go live, and I'll talk about TNA and SmackDown. On occasion, if there's a PLE, that happens on Saturdays and Sundays. The schedule is usually, I upload about 3 or 4 times a week on YouTube. YouTube is a little easier. There's a little bit more lax in the comment section. Instagram is very strong with, you know, blocking people, kicking people out. If your language is foul on the lives, they kick you out. So I don't go live on Instagram that often, but I will be going live on Thursday after the press conference, because I feel like some nefarious shit is going down on that press conference. Oh, yeah. And everybody's going to be up in arms, and they're going to be like, I need to know what do they mean by this? And I'm going to have to try to explain it. So I'll go live after the press conference on Thursday. Right, hopefully so. It's just a calm press conference.
What's up?
So I hope so too. By the time everybody's listening to this episode, go ahead and listen to her reaction, because it's probably going to be live by now. Or right. Later on in the day. It's gonna
later on the day, right. So right.
Check it out. So you get double dose of Tiff.
Come on. Two shots of Tiff. And then by the time you're listening to this show, me and JT are going to be live with the homies on Marks and Mics on YouTube Thursday nights. Come on now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vince, I think it's time for us to roll out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Hey.
Hey,
come on, Diego Calderon.
Osole.
Hey, we out of here, y'all.
Baila con el fantasma.
Hey, go ahead, boy. Hey. Yeah. Okay, y'all.
Hear me. Yeah. Okay. Give me the beat. Give me the beat. Gotta finish my story. I'm about to finish my story.
Later, y'all. Konnichiwa, bitches.